Are you sick and tired of watching human beings make complete assholes of themselves on camera and then proceed to have the narcissistic and deluded balls to suggest that you should give them your vote, which is the same as giving them your consent to govern you? Govern yourself, you fucking assholes. Do a little bit of soul searching, Bobby fucking Kennedy, before you decide to degrade yourself publicly by scheduling appearances to thoroughly and ferociously fellate Israel's apartheid-ass cock. And if you're gonna tell us you think it's cool to fellate Israel, at least be honest and say you're willing to crawl around on the ground like a deranged dog in order to finance your campaign. Some juice isn't worth the squeeze, sir, and this display of public obeisance and humiliation is cringy as fuck. Do you instead want a candidate that tells you to weld the doors of voting stations closed on election day until we're allowed to see the motherfucking receipts on the software for all these fancy voting machines? In a court of law, if you withhold evidence, it's a clear sign of some sketchy shit afoot. So if you want to keep withholding the source code on the voting machines, I'm going to keep withholding my vote, which also means withholding my consent. I do not consent to being governed by some of the slimiest, slime-ridden pieces of necrotized slime balls Mother Nature has managed to ooze out in her 4 billion blessed years of orchestrating life. Sometimes you create an exquisite ghost orchid, and sometimes you create a shark-eyed lunatic like Tony Blinken. You win some, you lose some, but I'll be goddamned if I'm about to consent to being governed by the preternaturally filthy muck that slops around using small mouth noises to lie to me and legislation to make my life worse. Not today, government. Little Raven 2024. Hard pass. Get fucked. First day in office, before I get domed by the secret police, I'm symphonizing a mass deactivation of every single fucking one of Elon DARPA Daddy's shiny new Starlink spy satellites. I, for one, am tired of every time I go stargazing having to watch these clunky tin cans oscillate tacky lights across the heavens. Deactivate, deorbitize, that's a word now because I say so, crash, and repurpose the tech for use in entertainment systems in homeless encampments. Little Raven 2024. Second day in office. I'm calling up Comandante Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua and personally apologizing for the Reagan-era dirty war that facilitated some of the most gruesome war crimes in human fucking history. I will then be passing binding legislation that annuls the Monroe Doctrine and ensures that Uncle Sam's foul pecker never again gets anywhere near Central America. All Latin America needs from the US is to be left the fuck alone. Little Raven 2024, leave Latin America alone. For you mewling empire babies out there whining in high-pitched tinny wails about, quote, the border, unquote, may I remind you that we are all spinning on the same saltwater spaceship, and that migration is a basic human right, and that people aren't trying to permanently abandon their homes, they are simply trying to earn a living and provide opportunities for their kids. With a less psychotic border, there will be what's referred to as a flow of migration to and from places. When you make the border psycho, it traps people in once they get here, and it doesn't allow for that healthy circulation. Also, and please, Empire Babies, meditate on this one. Why are the children of mewling Empire Babies more important than all the other children from all the other places? Kids are kids. As adults, we are all responsible for them to thrive. Full stop. Also, white folks, we know you love your dirt cheap ham from mega supermarkets. There is no fucking way that bright pink shank of shiny ass ham, glistening, is going to be attainable for 2 fucking frog skins a pound without undocumented and or prisoner labor manning the slaughterhouses. When you're thanking the Lord for stuff you have that other people don't have on Thanksgiving, you should also be thanking the hardworking people who are willing to come up here and do that kind of brutal work. Not to mention picking all the berries, harvesting all the tomatoes, and building all the fancy condoplexes in order to facilitate gentrification and the transfer of capital to your precious fucking hedge funds, which I thought you mewling empire babies liked. Hedge fund good, right, Mr. Mewling Empire Investment Banker Baby? Well then, thank a fucking undocumented person for doing the actual, you know, labor that facilitates the ascendancy of your obscene wealth, and maybe tip a little bit better to you cheap fuck. If you pay a bank in Grand Cayman to store gold bullion for you and juggle your shell corporations, you can at least tip a fucking waitress an extra 10 fucking bucks. Fuck. Little Raven 2024. Do your own research. Don't ritualistically consent to more little St. James fucking islands with your vote. Relax about the border and focus on abundance, expansion, healthy circulation of migration, and the productive integration of talent, skill, and culture into the economy. And thank God for the fucking culture, can I just add? Because if we didn't have fucking people from Latin America bringing culture here, we'd all be doing that insane. Have you ever seen English people dance? I mean, it's fucked. It's fucked up to watch. Deactivate the Starlink satellites. Build tiny home communities for houseless folks. And for fuck's sake, stop with the militant imperial aggressivity that's sapping all the resources and funneling them into industries ruled by merchants of death, despair, and suffering. You want to be in Africa? Work with the fucking Africans. Develop shit. Don't just drop bombs and do creepy biomedical warfare shit. Little Raven 2024. Rescue the Tunisian beagles. Ship the entire New York Crimes newsroom to the Vatican, where they can do worthless access journalism with the Pope and find out where he's shuffling pedos to this week.
Channel Bitchmade News, special alert. For the latest on the Pope's pedo shuffling, let's go to Kathy Cumdump reporting live from the Vatican.
Thanks, Dale. I just spoke with the Cardinal Camarlengo, and the latest scoop is the Pope is shuffling 33 pedos this week from nation states that pillage shit from around the world to nation states that have historically been pillaged from. Live from hell, I mean the Vatican, Kathy Cumdump, Channel Bitchmade News.
That's that shit I don't like. Don't like.
Little Raven 2024. Hard pass. Fuck off. Weld the voting station doors shut. Get creative with parallel economies. Stop drilling into the skulls of macaque monkeys. Resist the idea that our brains are somehow inadequate without microchips implanted into them. And thrive. You know what? Fuck it. Third day in office, we free all the hundreds of thousands of laboratory monkeys. These are sweet, sensitive animals just trying to vibe in nature, and what the fuck gives us the right to clamp these poor animals down and drill into their heads and force feed them toxic pharmaceuticals for science? Again, some juice ain't worth the squeeze. And Little Raven's party platform proclaims, if you're drilling into the heads of live macaque monkeys, I don't care what your reasoning is, you gotta reevaluate your choices. The rulers underestimate us. They've taken away our elders, and they've created a situation where a whole lot of people don't have much more they can lose. And I, for one, have had enough.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some fucking window.
I'm Little Raven, and I have this message. What is up to my telepathic tigers and neuroflexible newts? Welcome to the Barbarian Noetics Podcast, where we stay dedicated to the elevation of the human spirit and, as always, to resisting this status quo. I am, as always, your loyal house. I said housed again. Maybe I should just lean into that. As always, I am your loyal housed, Little Raven. And I am absolutely stoked to be with you today. I'm coming at you from a hot and spicy late August Saturday afternoon here in South Phoenix. I just hit the gym, had myself a good workout, had my creatine, which I believe is a nootropic. I believe creatine is a nootropic as well as helps with your workouts. I've had people tell me that's ridiculous, but people have told me things are ridiculous before that end up being true. Like I remember when the lead up to the Iraq war, I was screaming from the rooftops that we were about to go to war, and everyone was like, no, we're pursuing diplomatic solutions. And I'm like, wait, what? They're like, yeah, it says in the New York Crimes that they're pursuing diplomatic solutions, and the New York Crimes wouldn't lie to me, so therefore we're pursuing diplomatic solutions. And I was like, wait, but I looked at the Stars and Stripes fucking website online, and it said that we're amassing tanks on the border. So how is that? Can you square that circle for me? Amassing tanks on the border versus diplomatic solution. And then, in fact, we did invade Iraq and just completely fuck that entire country, which is just an absolute blight on the soul and spirit of the nation. Like, you know, like, that's why I no longer consent. I no longer fucking consent. I'm fucking done. Because, like, anyway, got sidetracked. People have told me before that things are ridiculous that end up being true. So I have to be, like, humble, and I don't know everything either, but I also think that maybe creatine is a nootropic. So anyway, people who know about that shit, hit me up. barbarian.noetics@proton.me. Is creatine a nootropic? Because my rationale is that since creatine keeps oxygens and muscles longer, and the brain is a muscle, then does creatine facilitate oxygen in the brain too? That's my theory, but I'm a dim-witted dum-dum over here, so I don't fucking know. But anyways, I'm stoked to be here with you guys today. I am true to my word. I am sharing more of my Barbarian Yak Fest content that I throw up on my Rockfin. So if you have not done so, please check out the Rockfin, rokfin.com/barbarianyakfest, YAKFEST. Just leaning into Rockfin right now because Rockfin never censors me, which I appreciate. And I don't feel like they repress me, like, algorithmically, which I also appreciate. And I'm just tired of the bullshit. I'm just trying to ground and root and do my thing and fight the good fight over here. So leaning into Rockfin, sharing it out on the RSS feed, that's what I'm doing right now. Once I blow up and I can hire a producer, and I know exactly who I'm going to hire as my producer, it's my homeboy who teaches audio at ASU. So once I blow up and I can offer you more money than what ASU is paying you, you can be my producer because you're the man. Anyways, until I can do that, I don't have time to, like, spew myself out on all the fucking platforms. I'm sorry. And I'm not going to use AI to do it. Maybe that's me being stubborn. I don't know. Like, and maybe I have to be open-minded to use AI to spew myself out on all the platforms, because I know people are using AI like crazy for marketing and stuff. But I'm just, like, I'm just trying to ground and be real right now, because I'm in my feelings about what's going on in the world, and the situation on Maui has really affected me really fucking deeply, and we're in a fight. We're in a fucking fight. So when you're in a fight, you gotta take care of yourself, you gotta keep on your toes, you gotta train, you gotta stay healthy, you gotta stay strong, you gotta have a positive mental attitude, and you have to not allow anger to rule you. You have to use your anger as an instrument to help you. Because I think it was like the Iliad or the Odyssey, one of Homer's things where Odysseus, I might be fucking this up, but I know that there's some sort of famous Greek text in which there's like a fight between two warriors, and it's the warrior that gets the most angry is the warrior that ends up losing. And I know Muhammad Ali also utilized that tactic where he would intentionally infuriate his opponents to get his opponents really angry, and then the anger would then rule them rather than them using the anger, and they would make a mistake. So if we feel anger, we have to be super careful that we're riding the anger and not allowing the anger to ride us. So that's it, and that's that. So this episode, I'm sharing my latest stream that I threw up on the Rockfin, and the stream features the latest videos I received regarding Maui from my good brother up Mauka. So I share those videos, and I had to do Matrix Jiu-Jitsu to get the videos because the links that he sent me like stopped working after a little bit, and so I had to then find other ways to get to the videos because the information is being really suppressed. And I see this all the time with the ruling class. They're like really bad with projection. They're very obvious with their psychological projection. And so like when they talk about like, oh, we need to focus on disinformation because disinformation is such a problem, what they're really saying is like, we are doing all the disinformation and people are catching on to our disinformation, and that's the problem. The problem is not that we're doing disinformation, it's the problem that people are catching on to our disinformation. So we need to go even harder in the paint with the disinformation to like, so that we can get our disinformation out. Does that make sense? Anyways. So yeah, I share the latest videos from Maui, I talk about that, and then I also share some clips from a really interesting documentary about the Austrian natural scientist and forester Victor Schauberger, and I apologize for the pronunciation there, but Victor Schauberger, very fascinating individual, and he was interested in water activation and using the flow of nature to activate water. Let me see what I wrote in my notes. Schauberger was a brilliant engineer and Taoist, and he truly was a Taoist because he was interested in comprehending and copying nature, which is what Taoists do. He was interested in water activation and the natural flows of rivers and how these facilitate electrical currents and the healthy circulation of energy. He also invented something called the bioplow, which is really cool looking and interesting, and the bioplow imitates the hyperbolic activation curve that activates water and electrifies water. It imitates that, but in regards to the turning and the oxygenation of soil, so that the soil ends up growing better. And also using copper tools, I think, is a good idea. And I'm learning more about like using copper in general to help grow food. So if you know about using copper to grow food, also hit me up, barbarian.noetics@proton.me. And that's it, and that is that. I've ranted and raved long enough. For the housekeeping, the notes are in the description. So if you want to support the podcast, the notes are in the description. And I do really need your help. I need your help because I have to put out, in order to keep the podcast going, I have to use streaming services and hosting sites for the RSS feed, and that, so that all requires frog skins. And so any frog skins that are donated to me, it really, really helps me to keep the podcast going and to stay on the air. So if you do have a few frog skins rattling around that you can spare, I could really use your help, and the links to support me are in the description. Honestly, the best way right now is through the Cash App, the direct donate on Cash App. That is the best way. All right, everyone, let's get into it. I love you all, and peace. Quisiera mudarme con todas por una mansión. El día que me case te envío la invitación. Muchacho, deja eso. Ey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra. Ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Ey, ey, muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra. Titi me preguntó.
¿Para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a toa pa' un VIP.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Barbarian Yak Fest. I'm here. It's another Friday morning. I'm going to try to be making this as much of a little bit of a routine as possible. Friday morning yak stream. Dr. Sylvie cannot be with us this morning, but she will be with us again soon. I'm going to have other surprise guests coming up soon on the Yak Stream as well. So all sorts of exciting developments, and I really appreciate all y'all, all the day ones out there, the day one Yak Packers. I'm also, again today, I'm just going to be streaming to Rockfin because of trust issues, and I'm just kind of like, I feel like I'm grounding in my streaming experience. And then once I get my roots a little bit more developed, I'm trying to get like out to Odyssey and some other platforms and stuff like that, juking and diving, and you know how it is. So, but I really appreciate all y'all joining. Thank you so much. And I'm doing good today. I'm feeling good. My mental health check-in is positive. I thought that I might have bruised my rib yesterday at work because I was running around. It's super hectic, and we have storage at the coffee shop. I'm talking slinging that caffeine at the, you know, we have storage outside, and we had a problem with like people kept on breaking into the storage and stealing like syrups and shit like that, because you know you got to get that hazelnut syrup. You can use it for so many things. I think it's like a biofuel or something too. Just pour a little sugar-free hazelnut syrup in your engine, see what happens. That's why the government will come after you, actually, if you start running your vehicle on sugar-free hazelnut syrup. The government's going to come after you. But anyway, so I'm running around and getting stuff out, and we have these huge metal strips that we use to like lock down the storage cabinets, and I'm like running, and I just like I rammed into the corner of one of these metal strips, and it just dug right into my rib. And I was super bummed out because I was like, you know, the pain is like whatever, but with ribs are weird because you don't know until you know with ribs. It takes like 24, sometimes 48 hours for a rib injury to manifest. So I was like, fuck, did I just bruise my rib, you know, because you can kind of feel it in the moment. Anyway, long story short, I was like, I'm going to go home. I have Epsom salts because I'm going to be doing a shout out to my boy, Christian Yordanov. If you're watching this, what's up? I'm doing the gallbladder cleanse soon. I just finished my parasite cleanse like a week or so ago. So I'm going to give myself a little bit of a break. Then I'm going to do my gallbladder cleanse. So in order to do the gallbladder cleanse, I need Epsom salt. So I have a bunch of Epsom salt. So I took myself an Epsom salt bath last night, friends, and God damn, I got to do that more often because every time I do that, it's just like amazing. I like to go hard in the paint with the Epsom salt, you know, like some people or the instructions on the Epsom salt bag are like, use up to 2 cups of Epsom salt in a bath. I'm like, I'm talking half the bag right now. You know what I'm saying? Just dumping that shit. And I got the lavender scented Epsom salt. I got this amazing new incense. I think it's called Karma Pledge is the brand of the incense, and it's Sacred Spirals is the, and I love it so much. I got my Sacred Spirals incense, I got my candles, and during the bath I was watching a documentary about this incredible individual named Victor Schauberger. Now, shout out to my machinist buddy out there, if you're watching, what's up? He came into the coffee shop yesterday afternoon, and every time we chat, it just is like, neurons are firing, and he teaches me a lot, like shows me all these interesting shit. I never knew about this guy, Victor Schauberger, and I'm so glad I know about him now because, man, I am going to go do a deep dive on this fella. I wouldn't even be surprised, would not be shocked if down the road there's even a Barbarian Noetics podcast dedicated to Victor Schauberger. He was an Austrian gentleman. He was a brilliant forest manager, forester. He was all about comprehending and copying nature, and that's actually the name of the documentary, and I'm going to show some clips at the end of the stream of the documentary that my buddy turned me on to. The name of the documentary is Victor Schauberger, Comprehend and Copy Nature. Not only did he work in forestry, but he was a water magician. This guy was figuring some stuff out with the water. And so much so that he even got, like, it was during World War II, and so he got the attention of, like, all the wrong people, and the Nazis were after him, and the Russians were after him, and eventually, actually, it was the fucking Americans, of course. The Americans were the ones that actually, like, held him captive and forced him to, I'm gonna read the article so I don't fuck it up, but they forced him to, like, either give up his work or something like that, but I'll get to the Schauberger thing in a little bit. But, so what's fascinating about this guy is that he's doing all this work with water involving like vortices and stuff like that. And it really resonates with what I've been vibing with my chakral system and the torus of the chakras, how our chakras are like toruses. There's this another way in which water works, that when water like spirals a certain way, it generates this like magical energy. And it actually can like levitate, like the water can levitate. There's like levitation effects going on. And there's like information about Victor Schauberger being forced to work on flying saucers and stuff like that by the US government. Wild, wild, wild shit. So I will be showing some clips of that documentary at the end of the stream. I am on a time crunch today, friends, because I do got to run out and sling that caffeine in about an hour, a little less actually. So to start things off, I wanted to share the latest videos that were sent to me by my good brother Pete up Mauka on Maui. So as always, I know that I'm sending Pete and his family and everyone on Maui love and good vibes, and I know all the listeners are too, and just continue to, you know, as I said last week, I believe in the power of meditation, especially collective meditation. So when groups of people get together and all meditate on the same thing, it has a measurable effect on the world. And so we need to show up for Maui in any way we can right now. And that includes meditation, prayers, positive intent. And it will make a difference. If enough of us do it together, if we join together, we will make a difference on that island, because Maui needs our help right now. And anyway, so my good brother up there, he sent me 2 more videos that I'm going to share with you guys right now. I had to juke and dive the Matrix to get one of the videos, because one of the videos he sent was initially on TikTok, and 2 days ago I pulled it up and it was working, and then last night I pulled it up and it was not working. and they had taken it down. So I had to go around another way, and I did find the same video. So I am going to show that to you guys right now. So that's actually the first video I'm going to show you right now. It's a gentleman talking about the situation with people. So what the eyewitnesses say, including Shelby Thompson, who, when I'm Ryan Christian, is that and again, this is not to blame the first responders, because I don't know what was going on with nanotechnology and behavior management and 5G towers and stuff like, I don't know why shit played out the way it did. I'm not trying to blame anyone, certainly not first responders. I think the vast, vast majority of first responders are really good people. But the eyewitness reports say that the first responders and the police were more concerned about directing traffic than they were about doing anything about the fire. Like, combating the fire, there were no alarms, no nothing. They weren't, like, directing people away from... They were only concerned about directing traffic. But where were they directing traffic to is the question, right? They weren't directing traffic away from the fire. They were directing traffic onto Front Street. They were funneling people onto Front Street, where the fire was bearing down upon. So, again, this is, like, hard shit to discuss. It's so disturbing, you know, and it really has opened my eyes in a big way. And I'm going to share some thoughts I have about, you know, what it means that people who are in positions of authority would then use that authority not to make a bad situation better or to ameliorate a crisis, but to actually exacerbate and make a crisis worse. Why in the holy fuck? And unfortunately, again, I think there is a reason for it, and I think it has to do with occult esoteric magic. So with all that said, let Boomer Raven share this video of this gentleman just talking about his experience on Front Street in traffic. And as always, I do apologize about my boomerishness when it comes to the screen share. I will become more smooth with this as I practice more, but I appreciate your patience in the meantime. And I'm just going to let this gentleman talk. Here we go, everybody.
I was in my truck going to check on some customers' properties, and all of a sudden all the roads were being blocked off right in front of me from the cops, and I would go to the next street and that would be blocked off, and the next one, and they just blocked everything off. Forced everybody down on Front Street, in which then the flames were coming over our vehicles, not on our vehicles, but the flames are coming over top of our vehicles.
What street do you want at this point in time?
Front Street.
You're on Front Street itself.
Yep.
So you got directed onto Front Street?
Yep.
Where did you start when you started this journey?
I was going down the highway and they blocked it off and wouldn't let me go any further.
So you were coming from La Neopoco?
No, I was coming from Waikuli.
Why? Okay, so you're heading
going down the
you're
highway.
You're heading south.
And then they stopped us from going up on the bypass. Then they wouldn't let me go past the bypass to the other exits to go up there.
So you couldn't go up the bypass?
No. And then all of a sudden they said, everybody's off, get off this highway, go down this way, down into town. Then they started blocking everything off there. And then you were down on Front Street. And I got all the way down to Safeway.
So you got corralled onto Front Street. You started on the Honopilani Highway.
Yes.
And you ended up on Front Street.
Yes. Couldn't go anywhere. They just said, go north, go north, go north. And then when we got on Front Street, embers were coming over the buildings and landing on our vehicles. And we're all in a line trying to get to the end of Front Street to go north, like they told us to, not knowing that the police blocked off the end of Front Street so nobody could move. And then everybody panicked, and they all started everybody went up on the sidewalks and through yards, took out the other lane. And then all of a sudden nobody could move anywhere. So all I did was try to inch my way over to another yard and drive up through a sidewalk, come back around. And then the cops were moving around one exit. So I ended up getting up on the highway, even though they trying to direct me another way. And then I hightailed it to home.
So you basically had to climb up on sidewalks and go against what the cops were telling you could do. You had to break traffic laws, essentially.
Basically, yeah. Right.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying only way to do it was to cross that line, essentially.
Yeah, because nobody could move and nobody knew where to go. And I said, I'm getting out of here no matter what.
Right.
I went. And then they started following me, and then I got to my house, and...
And your house is where?
Waiakuli. It was right by the chart house, just across the highway.
Okay, okay.
And then I thought I was safe there. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. There was a fire downtown. Okay, I understood, but I didn't think it was going to affect everybody.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, our neighbor came over and said, "You need to get out of here now." And we're like, "What's going on?" Because we didn't hear no sirens, no nothing. And then we found out that they didn't want to sound the sirens because that would direct everybody up onto the high grounds, which would have solved a lot of problems.
Like a tsunami warning.
Yeah. They didn't want to confuse people with a tsunami warning.
How did you find that out?
Several people said that. Actually, they're saying it on the radio now.
So somebody made a call to not sound the siren because it would...
That's what we heard.
Interesting. But you did not get evacuated.
I even stopped at the roadblock to go to the other side to pick up supplies for people.
Yeah, tell us what happened that night.
So it was at Ma'alaya is where the barricade was. And
you were told you could leave and come back and get stuff.
And I said, "Look, I'm going across right there to the gas station to get gas and ice and come right back. Can I leave and come back?"
You're asking this to the police officer at the blockade in Ma'alaya on the poly, right there after the poly. Okay.
Yep. So I went there, got my gas, got right back in line to come back, and they blocked us off and said nobody can go to the west side.
So the same officer that just said you could come back allowed you to go get your supplies, but you just went to the gas station right there in Ma'alaya.
He got orders. I'm not saying it was his
fault. But I'm saying...
He got orders.
All right, everyone. So there you go. I appreciate that video because it's very... You just get the vibes from it, right? That this is just like a gentleman just living his life. This guy is not trying to get TikTok views. He's just a dude trying to live on Maui, just trying to live his life. And he's just telling his story of what happened. And it makes no sense at all. So don't believe the Project Mockingbird press. Whoever they're going to try to scapegoat, whatever they're going to try to say, it doesn't... Use your gut, use your heart, use your mind. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You have people trained to deal. Hawaii has one of the most integrated alarm system and danger warning systems on the whole planet, right? Like, this is not like some rinky-dink, like 19th century, you know, I don't fucking even know the words. Like, this is like, they have the shit to handle these situations. And then they have the people who are trained to handle these situations. And everything, all the shit, all the technology, all the alarm systems, all the training, all the people, all the everything, it's all designed to not allow this type of thing to happen. It's all designed to avoid crises of this magnitude where you have human beings. And again, this is where it gets hard. It's like, just talking about the facts, it's really difficult. Like, it hurts to talk about the facts. You have human beings on fire running to the ocean to douse the flames in the ocean, people. I mean, holy fuck, right? So, like, you can, when all the coincidences always go one way, they always benefit one group of people, aka the predatory class, the elites, the what Brandon Thomas calls the lizard turds. When all the coincidences always go one way and never go the other, they never benefit, it never works out well for the working class. It never works out well for, say, populist leaders in Africa who wanna like go against whatever the World Health Organization or the West is telling them. All the coincidences always benefit the ruling class, benefit the predators. And so what I'm like learning about more and more, and this experience has like cracked open my head to this reality that, like, what are these psychos getting out of these events? Like, these events that are made worse, and the suffering that is made worse, and what appears to be some sort of like ritual sacrifice. And unfortunately, especially of kids, right? Like, it's fucking awful. What are they, you know? Also, this is another good point. It doesn't matter if you believe in occult magic or you believe in any of this dark shit. It matters if they believe it. Because if they have the power to make situations worse, to direct traffic, cut off all the exits so no one can leave the burning city and then direct people into the burning city, make a call to not sound the alarm. What is this? What the fuck is this? And I don't know. I'm trying to like learn as much as I can and have an open mind. I don't know like the nitty-gritty details of like how that esoteric shit works. I have some theories, I have some ideas, like the ritual desecration of innocence. So like you have what I call like the good and the beautiful and the true, like the things that make life worth living. And that's like flowers and love and beautiful intimacy and, you know, like a mama and her baby and like a little elk, a majestic elk in the forest, you know, like the good, the true, the beautiful. And this is like the light side or whatever. This is this age old battle between like light and darkness, between angels and demons. And then you have the dark side, which is this like ritualistic sacrifice, the blood sacrifice, the suffering for suffering's sake. You know, again, not like the suffering that's a part of life, because there's a certain type of suffering that is natural. There's this, you know, life is, as the Buddha said, life is suffering in a certain kind of way. And there is going to be a certain amount of suffering and difficulty in the Finnish tradition, the Sisu, that life is a series of problems and you just have to address the problems cheerfully. That's like natural. But there's intentionally creating and cultivating suffering. And that is not natural. That is a parasitic, dark, magic shit. And if you look, if you study like what the three-letter agencies do around the world, is they go around the world and they cultivate situations for unnecessary suffering. They destabilize societies. They cause trouble. They find people who with really bonkers ideas, like the neo-Nazis, for example, in fucking Ukraine. And then they arm them to the teeth, train them to the teeth, and then they sick them on their adversarial nation states, like on the borders of adversarial nation states. So it's just something that I am continuing to, I guess, just like fucking wake up to and almost accept, because you don't want to accept it. This is something you don't want to be true. You want this to not be a thing because it's so horrific and unnecessary. It's like, why can't we instead just like watch the beautiful elk, the majestic elk in the forest? Why do we have to instead do like blood sacrifices of kids? Like, this is just, it's fucked. So, and I apologize that the last 2 weeks the streams have been on the heavier side, but it's to our peril to ignore this stuff. It's to our peril to put our head in the sand. It's to our peril to make excuses for these people. It's to our peril to believe the Project Mockingbird press. And, you know, as William J. Casey said in the 80s, we'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is false. I, for one, am not going to be part of that disinformation campaign, sir. So you can go back to the damn drawing board. All right, next next video that was sent by my good brother is a video of, it's a Facebook video, which actually played amazingly, because normally Facebook videos don't play for me, but this one did, so mahalo to the angels. And it shows, this is just someone with a camera, you'll see, and it shows this officer telling people that they're shutting down food distribution in Lahaina. And people are, you can hear the crowd, like, oh, like, why? What the fuck? And the officer says, there are powers that be, I don't know the reasoning, there are powers that be that are telling us to shut down the food supply. So again, why are they making the situation worse and not better? All right, now Boomer Raven has to be a boomer and share the screen. Man, that's a tongue twister right there. And let me go ahead and bring this up for all y'all, and I'll let it rip.
I've just been informed that we are shutting down this placard distribution as of now. Please, there are powers that be. I'm not sure of the reasoning. All I know is the order has come down to shut down the distribution of these placards. That's all I have for you.
All right, let me pause that. So yeah, there you go. There are powers that be. I don't know the reasoning. I just know that I'm under orders to shut down these. I believe he says something like placards, which I'm assuming is like signs that show you where you can get the food or whatever. Because that's another thing, that information coming in from my good brother, is that FEMA is like blocking supplies from going in. So it's the Federal Emergency Management Administration. That doesn't mean that it's like positive emergency management. It just means that they're managing some emergencies. So if you're managing an emergency for the purpose of making the emergency worse, then they're doing a bang up fucking job on that, because they're not letting supplies in, they're not letting people in. I followed up with my brother about what's going on with movement on the island, because I have heard things about like passes that you have, that they're controlling movement on the island and limiting movement on the island, people needing passes to get back to their properties and stuff like that. I have not heard anything about that yet. However, I do know that on AM Wake Up, I believe he said on, might even be today or Monday, he's going to have Shelby Thompson back on the show, and she's on Maui, and maybe she'll have some more information about that. So definitely follow AM Wake Up wherever you follow. They're on Rockfin also. And Shelby Thompson is, she's one of the founders of a site called Unjected, which is it's like a dating site for people who chose not to get the injections, who chose not to have their innate immunity bypassed, who chose not to trust the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, who chose not to inject stuff from the Defense Advanced Project. What a wild idea. I mean, anytime the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency wants to inject me with stuff, wants to bypass my innate immunity and inject some shit right into, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. All right, so those are the two videos that were sent by my brother. Now I'm gonna play some clips from another video that I found. And this video I actually found on Odyssey. I'm having issues with Odyssey because it's different from Rockfin, and it requires like different video formats for the videos to play. And so this is not interesting. I'll figure it out. Eventually I'll be streaming up on Odyssey, but for right now I'm just my Rockfin fan. That's what I'm feeling right now, and that's what I'm doing. Okay. So this is, I believe this gentleman is Italian, so a lot of this video is in Italian, but then he shows these clips in the video in English. And so I wrote down the times that I wanted to share with you guys. So, but the first one I'm gonna play is, so the question of why would this event happen to, why would this attack occur on Maui specifically? Something I'm waking up to. So I have Finnish ancestry, but I also have Celtic ancestry and Welsh ancestry. And I connect deeply with like, so my ancestors were like druidic and like nature worshipers, nature worshiping, pagan, Celtic vibes. And the Celtics and the Druids, they used to worship the oak tree, and they would like hold ceremony around the oak tree. And when a place has power, so there's lots of reasons why a place on the earth has power. And these are what we refer to as like vortices or chakras of the planet or power points. It's a mystery. I certainly don't know, of course, obviously, why certain places on the planet have lots of power, but it's true. They do. And I believe some power just like bubbles up from the earth and from the ether. You can also imbue a place with power. So like if you do a lot of ceremonies in a certain place, you're going to imbue that place with a certain amount of power. What I'm waking up to is the fact that these nefarious forces that are trying to hack the human spirit are hip to this, and they utilize power points to further their nefarious shit. So I have a good soul sister who recently visited Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia, and she said that the vibes on Jekyll Island were really interesting because it was simultaneously like really deep and beautiful, but also really heavy. Now, for those who don't know, read this book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you have not done so already, please check it out. It is on Audible. So The Creature from Jekyll Island, it's the story of the creation of the Federal Reserve. And what you learn in that book is that the Federal Reserve is a private cabal of assholes that manipulate the economy. And they decide when we have recessions, when we have depressions. They control the boom-bust cycle, and that's the Federal Reserve. This is one of the main pillars of the what Charlie Robinson calls the octopus of global control. And so the Jekyll Island was the place in which the Federal Reserve, these cabals of assholes, got together. And I should know the year, but I don't. 1800 sometime, I think. And they formed the Federal Reserve. Because there's power on Jekyll Island, and they hijack that fucking power for their own nefarious ends. I believe that this is partially what's happening on Maui. Maui is a place that has a lot of power. And again, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. As soon as you step foot on that land, you feel different. It is a Pachamama, heart, earth, nurturing, holding, like bum, yeah, that type of energy. I don't know how that's going to pick up on the recording, but, and so I unfortunately, I believe that the powers that wish they were, the predator parasitic class, is wanting to use the natural power on Maui for their own nefarious ends. And so they're trying to create Maui into this, like, into an example, like a prototype and an example of what they want with these smart cities, these 15-minute cities. Robert Silverberg, who's a brilliant science fiction writer, he wrote this pretty bizarre, honestly, book, but I love a good bizarre sci-fi book from time to time. I believe it's called The World Inside, and it's a story of a futuristic society that is completely enclosed in a massive, like, multi-city, multi-mile, square mile building that's like this huge skyscraper building, and everyone just lives inside the building, and there's like different things. Everything you need is in the building, and there's like different things on different floors, and there's all these vending machines with mood pills. So you just go, they call them the feelies. That might be from Brave New World, but they're like mood stabilizing drugs and vending machines, and like whatever you want, like if you want to like have like a Molly pill, you can get the vending, which, by the way, am I hating right now? Is Little Raven completely hating on this idea of like Molly vending machines? No, I'm not. So I don't think we have to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. All right, folks, like, I think we can maybe integrate some vending machines that dispense Molly in a way that's not involved with the creepy fucking 15-minute city. Anyways, I'm digressing. So yeah, the whole universe, this whole society all happens indoors. And then there's like the outsiders outside that like farm, and they're seen as like these monstrous freaks and like, don't go talk to the outsiders. Like, and so this is kind of the vision, sadly, very unfortunately, this is kind of the vision that is being cultivated by the powers that wish they were. And so, what the fuck was I saying? I lost my train of thought. You got everything inside 15-minute city. That's it. So they're trying to create Maui into one of these like prototype 15-minute city things. And so I'm going to play you this video right now from this Italian gentleman, but don't worry, the clip's in English. So let me bring this up real quick and I will let the video play for itself. See, I feel like I'm already getting a little bit better at this, friends. The whole screen share thing. All right, here we go.
No matter where you go around the world, reducing our impact on the environment and decreasing our dependence on fossil fuels is on everyone's mind. But how do you do it in a way that's going to benefit the most people? That was the question Hitachi asked before initiating the Jump Smart Maui project. This initiative demonstrates how electric vehicles, smart grids, and renewable energy like wind and sun can benefit Maui's residents. And it underlines the positive impact that Hitachi is making on the environment.
It's our future.
E nel 2018 il World. Okay, there you go. So I love the fucking music that they put for these, like the World Economic Forum videos, and that seemed like it's a Hitachi video, but I did a little bit of research on Hitachi, and Hitachi just got bought out by Mitsubishi, and Mitsubishi's tied in with like the big central banks, and then once you're talking big central banks and shit like that and the big multinational corporations, then you're talking the cabal. So you're talking nefarious actors. And so they obviously want to, to me, it's obvious. It seems obvious to me. I mean, they're telling you right now that they want to make Maui into one of these like examples of the smart city. This is another way in which the good intentions of people are hijacked also. And I'm seeing that more and more as well. And very saliently in the climate change situation, you know, people have good intentions. People love the earth. Young people love the earth and they want to make the world a better place. They want to protect the rainforest. Sorry, excuse me. Talking so much takes a toll. So, you know, I remember when I was a young tyke, the first time I was in like second or third grade or something, and in class they showed a video about the deforestation of the rainforest in the Amazon, and I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. I was just so fucking sad. I couldn't understand why would you take something so beautiful like the tropical rainforest in the Amazon and destroy it for any reason, you know? And I would ask like my parents and they'd be like, well, you know, cattle need to graze. And I'm like, no, cattle don't need to graze. There's other ways of doing shit. Like, why are we destroying this? Like, first off, it's a pharmacopoeia. The tropical rainforest is a pharmacopoeia of not just plants, but also fungus. Like, we haven't even discovered half the different mushrooms that grow on this planet. And fungus, that's the key right over here. So, you know, boom, like, fungus has been around a lot long, way before us. They're going to be around way after us. Fungus can help us remediate the environment. So this is like, actually, if we actually want to talk about remediation of the environment versus this kind of bullshit climate change thing with like the smart cities and the smart grids and all that kind of stuff. Because as you research more and more, and again, even with Victor Schauberger, the water magician, the powers that wish they were like repress this technology. So at the same time, they're trying to say like, oh, we're doing this for the love of the planet. We're transforming Maui into a smart city, baby. They've also, for like centuries, they've been repressing technology that would actually remediate pollution and actually make allow for more like free and open energy and less like destruction of the planet. So it's the cult of inversion that I talked about last week, where you say one thing, but you do another thing. We're here to protect the planet, but we're dropping dragon eggs on forests and just burning just vast swaths of shit. And one of the, you know, those massive generationally huge forest fires in Canada, one of the areas in British Columbia that was affected by the, or Quebec, it was either Quebec or British Columbia, that was also slated for one of these prototype 15-minute city things. So what I think is happening is you have the cabal, where you have these hedge funds and investment funds, like the three-letter agencies have their own investment fund, and they're all fucking circle-jerking each other, all the people at the top of the pyramid, these assholes. You have Vanguard, BlackRock, and they are just consolidating money and power, and they are wanting to build these 15-minute cities, these smart cities, as a means to control humanity and as a means to harvest data from humanity so that they can, again, ultimately hack the human spirit. And they're literally like burning places down that they, where they want to destroy the old. So this is like something that powers that wish they were throughout history have always done. You destroy the old so that you can build the new. As I mentioned last week, even psychologically with the MK Ultra mind control experiments, you have to burn or destroy the old personality using trauma, mostly, I think. And then you can build up a new one in your liking. So it's like things start to, and this is my machinist buddy was talking to me about mathematic hyperbolic patterning and stuff like that. And there's like the hyperbolic funnel is a device that I'm trying to get. So if anyone knows where I can get a hyperbolic funnel, hit me up, barbarian.noetics@proton.me. Because when you put water through a hyperbolic funnel, it like activates the water and it becomes like living water. And it has to do with like a certain kind of spiral and stuff like that. And if you think about the way that water is directed under our cities, it's all, water does not like to be constrained. And under our cities, water is constrained in these pipes. And then water doesn't like to be forced in 90 degree angles. Water likes to flow. So if you pour water down like a pane, like a vertical pane, it doesn't just go straight down. It does like a little dance. It does a little spiral dance, like a pulsing spiral dance. So the water that comes out of our taps is like dead water because it's been deactivated rather than activated. So it's up to us again to be smarter and more agile than the behavior managers and the narrative controllers and the people that want to hack the human spirit, and we have to activate our own water. So help little Raven get a hyperbolic funnel. I'm putting it out there to the universe. Hyperbolic funnel, I want it, baby. All right, so I'm gonna play a couple more clips now from this Italian gentleman's video. And I just need to bring up the time scales real quick. So there's one that's at 6:15. And I'm just going to let these play and I will chat about them. Oh yeah, this is just a dude. This is an interview with a dude talking about like the disaster and how it was made worse rather than better. So here we go.
Vuoi correre lo decido io.
Their reasoning is that they would have put on the sirens and then people would move up into the fire, okay? I call bullshit because we're not stupid, all right? If we would have been warned at 2 in the afternoon, we could have saved everything out of that fucking apartment instead of just ourselves. All right? And there wouldn't be all the death and the people jumping into the fucking ocean on fire. All right?
Spiegazione ridicola, quindi.
So that's that. And then, oh, sorry, hang on. And then there's one more clip that I wanted to show. Let me just bring it up real quick. It's 10:25. And yeah, I'm just kind of putting a picture together for you guys, because you know, you start putting all these facts together and it does start to kind of paint a picture. I don't really appreciate how the guy just like focused on like getting the stuff out of his apartment. Like, it's way obviously what was the fucked up shit is that the people didn't have time to save themselves. People didn't know that there was a problem until they heard screaming outside their doors. I mean, that is just so upsetting. All right, one more video from this one, and then I'm going to talk about Victor Schauberger. So let me share screen one more time and let this play.
Con le pompe dell'acqua hanno dovuto rinunciare e alla fine hanno perso la casa.
We were fighting. We felt like we were winning. We were keeping it at bay, keeping it off of the properties. The water shut off. Even the firemen that were patrolling couldn't refill their trucks. The fire just grew. The sparks started blowing over, and it just beat us in the end. I don't know, you're standing there with a hose and there's nothing coming out, and you see the fire coming over, and you see parts of your house starting to burn. All we could think of was, we have no water, we can't do anything. Jump in our cars and skedaddle, get out of town. Then come back in the morning and see the place all burnt down.
So yeah, so there you go. Those are all the videos I have today on Maui, everybody. And so I'm gonna wrap up that part of the stream for today. But again, this has changed me. This experience has changed me. Having a good brother at Mauka and getting the information, the eyewitness accounts, and just having it be undeniable. And then seeing how the Project Mockingbird Press then presents this completely false narrative, and seeing this psychotic, pedophilic sniffer-in-chief like go to Maui and try to like play the victim himself. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. It's so disgusting. But the fucking Biden went there and started talking about like one time like lightning struck near his pond or something, and he was like, he tries to relate to the public by being like, I'm a victim too. It's disgusting. That's why I can't even talk. It's too gross. I can't even discuss it. So this is sick. Like, this is sick shit. Like, this is not okay that we have, you know, like there is darkness. As that woman said from last week, there is darkness that is being hidden. So I'm going to do my part to fucking shine light, you know, shine that fucking light as best I can. So as my buddy sends me more videos, as I get more videos, as I discover more videos, I will continue to share them out. That is my promise. I am not going to let this go. I'm going to continue to dive into this because it is critical that we understand what the fuck is happening. So again, we can be smarter and more agile, and we can like be on our fucking toes, because we have to be on our toes right now, because there's shit's getting real and we have to be on our toes. Okay. Now, I'm going to let myself kind of like take a breath real quick, and I'm going to play a little bit of this documentary about Victor Schauberger. So again, shout out to my machinist buddy. What's up? Thank you. And he's going to be on the podcast real soon as well. We're going to have a really fun conversation. But as way of like introducing the topic of Victor Schauberger, I'm just going to go ahead and let this documentary play. And I'm going to stop it from time to time and comment on it and everything. And this is a British documentary from 2008. Oh, sorry, hang on, that started. Okay. It's a British documentary from 2008 about Victor Schauberger. I'm not going to put it on full screen, because when I put things on full screen, it makes everything really choppy. So I apologize for that. But to avoid choppiness, I'm just going to leave it as is on the screen. And I will, as I said, I'm going to stop it from time to time in comments. This is going to be a little like little mini watch along of this documentary about the water magician and forest magician, the Austrian gentleman, Victor Schauberger, who was discovering some really amazing, inspiring stuff about water, living water, activated water. Water holds our intention. It holds positive spirits, and we can work. This is magic that we can all work with. We can all do this, everyone. So fuck yes, I'm excited about this. All right, enough of me yapping. Let me play. I'm gonna play this for like probably the first 3 minutes or so. Then I'll stop and I wrote like timestamps for myself. So play a little bit. Comment, and then play a little more, comment. All right, so let me bring it up for you guys. I think you're going to really enjoy this. And also, you got to love, like, British documentaries, and you got to love the music that they choose in the background music. Oh, man. This is actually what I was watching while I was in my Epsom bath tub last night. Oh, and my rib, like, feels pretty good today, actually, too. So, like, hooray, you know? All right, Victor Schauberger, Comprehend and Copy Nature. Here we go.
Few images convey nature's wholesomeness so well as that of a babbling mountain stream. At each stone, the water whirls and draws in air. The water breathes. In The Spiraling of Water, the Austrian natural scientist Victor Schauberger recognized a basic form of movement in nature. His aim was to imitate the spinning movement in technical devices and thus produce naturally inclined, environmentally friendly energy. Schauberger developed revolutionary propulsion units with which, for example, aeroplanes are not pushed but drawn forward. Victor's son, Walter Schauberger, searched for a mathematical formula to explain his father's findings. He designed a funnel based on the hyperbolic spiral in which the stream of falling water formed a dramatic spiral pattern. Seen from above, it looks like a spiral nebula in space. Further down in the hyperbolic Schauberger funnel, the pulsating double helix reminds us of the DNA spiral. A coincidence?
A coincidence? I think not.
The turbulence creates a stable pulsating structure out of swirling chaos. A pattern of natural self-organization there for us to understand and then copy, in Victor Schauberger's view.
A pattern of self-organization there for us to understand and then copy. I fucking love that. And take a look at this. It looks like a spiral galaxy, too. So this has to do with like how, and I don't understand math very well, so I don't understand hyperbolic ideas very well, but it has something to do with the fact of like, you zoom in on any part of a pattern and then it becomes the same image as a pattern. Like it's these repeating patterns that then work together using fractals and stuff like that to create complexity. And I really think that this is like, this is key to understanding the nature of the universe. And that's always been, since like my earliest memories, I've always just wanted to understand more about the nature of the universe. And I really feel like these concepts of like spiraling energy, or what my machinist buddy calls, I think, cavitation, like things collapsing in on themselves. And then the torus itself too, how like the torus is simultaneously collapsing and expanding. And I think it's similar with spiraling energy. And the Taoists also have been telling us forever that if we want to understand how the universe works, to study nature. And so Victor Schauberger was a Taoist. So let me play a little bit more and then I'll skip to the next timestamp.
Faithful to the silent forests was the maxim of his ancestors. Victor Schauberger was born on the 30th of June 1885, son of a forest superintendent. The house where he was born in Holzschla, in the Mühlviertel region of Upper Austria.
I'm going to go ahead and skip to, this is going to get into the biographical information, so I'll let folks look that up on their own. And now I'm going to skip to the next timestamp, What I wrote for myself for this timestamp is river spirals. So let's see what I was talking about here. All right. Sorry, I wish it was easier to just skip like 30 seconds ahead on YouTube, but.
According to Schauberger, a river doesn't just flow, but winds itself forward. A river rotates in its bed. Put simply, it swirls. In the bends, the current is fiercest, ripping up and grinding the boulders in its bed. In Victor's words, the river chews up its stones. The minerals contained in them are food for the water. When the turbulence diminishes...
We don't have to make everything so complicated all the time. I love how he says that. The river chews up its stones and then the minerals create food for the water. Like, yes, absolutely. Carl Jung talked about how like there's different ways of speaking about concepts. You can use like really high, like scientific concepts with Latin names to talk about stuff. You can also use like psychological concepts to talk about stuff, or you can use mythical concepts to talk about stuff. We don't have to beware of anyone who is trying to make something more complicated than it is. And I see that happening a lot because there is an effort to keep people dumb and compliant and pliable. And part of that is like, oh, this is too complicated. Don't try to worry about it. And if you, you know, some people, if you tried to talk to them about how the river chews up its stones for food, they would be like, what are you, some fucking hippie? And first off, I don't even know what hippies are anymore, because I, like I said, when I was on the Big Island of Hawaii, the people that called themselves hippies were like these petty backstabbing bitches. So I don't even know what that term means anymore, but also no. And it just is like, why do we have to like label, if I'm just trying to talk about nature and vibe with the world, that just makes me a human being. You know what I mean? That is a very natural thing. It's a natural thing to use simple concepts, to use concepts we can all understand to make sense of the world. And just, again, if someone's trying to make something more complicated than it is, watch out, because they're probably trying to manipulate you.
Finishes, the sediments slowly settle down again. Where the river deposits the most, a ford is formed. Now the river starts to curve the other way round and accelerates its space curve until the next opposite bend appears. Victor Schauberger called this alternation between the left and right-hand curves with fords in between a curve or river generator. The Swedish engineer Olof Alexandersson, now 90 years old, published the first book about Victor Schauberger in the 1970s.
I'm going to let this gentleman talk for a couple minutes. He is still investigating
the river generator.
And then I said to myself, if a charge has built up here, then maybe it can be measured with an ammeter. And then I inserted a copper plate here, which was firmly soldered to a cable, and here another plate. I used a copper cable about 10 meters long. I got a registration. Here I had a pulsating direct current. It was a generator. I also measured in a straight stream, and there it was very bad. It was like a dead river.
That was the part I wanted to play for you guys. So he talks about how when the river is allowed to curve according to its own nature, it's a generator. It actually generates power. And this is free power that Gaia presents to us. And we just have to comprehend it and copy it. Like Victor Schauberger said, when he studied the straight river or the more stagnant river, he said it was like a dead river. There was no current being generated. And so this is like really important to think about, like the water that we take into our bodies. We want to make sure that water is activated and has a current, because we are electrochemical machines. So we are not just these like blobs of meat. Like, you know, I really don't like that, how like there's this tendency to want, you know, you call the human body a meat suit, and there's all this like emphasis on like how gross like bodies are, and the term like bumping uglies and shit like that. Like, no, we're beautiful, vibrant electrochemical machines, and like we should celebrate ourselves. And part of celebrating ourselves is like drinking activated water and eating living foods and just like leaning into the aliveness and the vibrancy of everything. Because why the fuck not? Life is too short not to. Okay, I'm going to skip to the next timestamp now. This is where he talks about Victor Schauberger created this thing called a spiral plow or a bio plow. And it is a plowshare that like activates the soil in a similar way in which the river that is allowed to flow naturally activates the water and creates current and energy in the soil. And what it's the documentary says there's only one model of these that exists. So this is technology that has been repressed. And we have to ask ourselves why. All right.
Don't have so much trouble with snail damage. It simply makes the work a lot easier. I recommend it.
She's talking about using a copper shovel.
Victor Schauberger developed a special plow for loosening the soil, which turned the soil inwards, centripetally, rather than outwards, centrifugally. Unfortunately, there is only one model of the spiral plow, also known as the bioplow.
Gee, I wonder why.
Klaus Rauber of the Association for Implosion Research in the Schwarzwald explains how it works.
With his bioplow, Victor Schauberger copied the way of a mole, faithful to his principle, comprehend and copy nature. This plow works like a mole, which moves the soil centripetally and so moves through it with hardly any resistance. Electron microscope photographs have recently shown that shark skin has a similar structure, enabling the shark to plow its way through the water with hardly any frictional resistance.
So that's super interesting, and it also points to the how trout and salmon, you know how they swim upstream and people just kind of like are like, because I've watched, I used to live in the Pacific Northwest and I would go and I would watch the salmon swim upstream. And it's interesting because they don't seem to be working very hard, even though there's like this rushing stream rushing past them. And they're usually just kind of like swimming in place or staying in place. They're not so moving against the current, but what they're actually doing is they're finding the vortices in the river and they're actually allowing themselves to be sucked up through the vortices. So they're utilizing, again, just allowing nature to exist. If you just, so much of life is like getting out of your own way and getting out of your way. And so much of what like the imperialism does is it gets in the way of things. Like when nations are trying to develop on their own, you know, maybe they want some sort of an ism that triggers the empire babies here. And they're just trying to develop in their own way. And then we have our three letter agencies that destabilize and go there and arm psychos and cause problems and get in the way of it. So all we need to do is just get out of the way. We need to get out of our own way. We need to get out of nature's way. And we need to, as like a society and as a people, we need to get out of other people's ways. And, you know, and I don't mean like that cooperation and working together is like a positive thing, but that's not getting in someone's way. That's working with the vortices. That's working with the flow. All right. Let me play a little bit more of this and then I'll skip to the next timestamp.
Victor Schauberger certainly had not seen such pictures in his time. This plow turns the soil twice, first by turning it at this edge and then turning it back again so that the layering of the earth remains intact.
All right, now I'm going to skip to the next timestamp, which talks about the hyperbolic funnel. And again, if you can get me a hyperbolic funnel, hit me up, barbarian.noetics@proton.me, and I'll love you forever. I'll give you a dream interpretation if you get me a hyperbolic funnel.
We'll test this in experiments, the maturity of healing water.
Back to Felix Hediger. He builds his spiral pipes into a huge water revitalizing machine. It is not yet finished, but parts of it are. The hyperbolic funnels are already used in many ponds. The whirling air bubbles reduce the formation of algae in the pond, like on this golf course in the Taunus near Frankfurt. There is also a smaller funnel, a tabletop unit for enlivening drinking water.
That's what little Raven needs.
Jens Fischer has conducted numerous Schauberger Vortex experiments. He sells the first water vitalizing equipment, which has been produced in great numbers since 1980. The so-called Martin Whirler was developed after a suggestion to Victor's son Walter by a hydraulic engineer. Several thousand devices are also in use in different applications. Numerous bakers report the improved rising of dough and the retarded mold development.
Oh, he just used the R word. He used the R word. I have to cancel this whole documentary. I am just offended. All right, I'm going to skip now to the next. I'm coming up against the time crunch, everyone. So I'm going to skip to the next timestamp, and then I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. And I really love and appreciate all y'all for joining and supporting the show. This is where it gets into the levitation aspects. This shit's really interesting. All right, here we go.
Hello, Yacht Harbor. Kurt Hallberg pumps seawater into a large can. In the laboratory, the water runs through the vortex tubes. With the initial trials, they achieved a significant reduction in the salt content and also the pH value.
Using water revitalization to desalinate, they're talking about.
In the 1930s, Victor, and later his son Walter, experimented with the so-called Kelvin generator. When falling through copper spirals, thin strands of water produce high electrical voltages. Tiny water droplets suddenly change their direction of fall, contrary to the laws of gravity, and move back upwards.
Levitation.
This levitation is a phenomenon that had already been investigated in the 19th century by the Nobel Physics laureate Philip Leonard at waterfalls in the Alps. The tiniest water droplets carry an electrostatic charge. They form a very fine spray that can easily be seen and inhaled. Waterfalls have a positive effect on human health, particularly easing asthmatic complaints. Although over 10,000 volts was generated in the water thread experiment, no significant electrical current was produced. Victor and Walter Schauberger halted their experiments into alternative energy generation.
All right, so I'm going to stop it there. And so that's what the... No one knows exactly what the Americans were forcing Schauberger to work on, but what I've been reading is that they believe that they were forcing him to work on like flying saucers and levitation stuff using that aspect. Also, I'll stop sharing here. Also, that whole thing about waterfalls, how everyone has experienced that who has been near a waterfall where you just like feel really good. And I believe waterfalls also create like positive ions, which improve your mood. And so you're just like breathing in this like fine mist, and it's nature providing its own water revitalization situation. That's what a waterfall is. And that's why human beings are just like captivated and compelled and drawn towards waterfalls, because they are healing. They're, you know, they're helping us to heal. So fuck yeah. Let me see if I can find really quick the part where they talk about Schauberger being like what he was forced to do when he was taken. Okay, here we go. All right, let me share this really quick, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. Doo doo doo. Schauberger and the Secrets of Natural Energy. All right. So first off, there's this aspect of implosion or explosion. There exist two forms of motion within nature, one that breaks down, the other that builds up and refines. Both always work in cooperation with one another. The form of motion which creates, develops, purifies, and grows is the hyperbolic spiral, the spiraling of nebulae in space, in the movement of our planetary system, in the natural flow of water, blood, and sap. The destructive and dissolving form of movement is centrifugal in nature. The whole of modern technology is based on the idea of breaking down through heat, combustion, explosion. It exemplifies man's single-minded pursuit of destruction and decomposition. To Schauberger, the splitting of the atom and the development of nuclear energy is an offense against nature. Okay, so now it goes into the powers that wish they were found out about Schauberger. So in 1934, Hitler requested to meet Schauberger. The Führer knew Schauberger's earlier work very well. After this meeting, a project was initiated to build a flying saucer powered by a clean trout turbine. And it talks right up here what the trout turbine is.
He developed his trout turbine, named after his observations of trout moving upstream. Later renamed the implosion machine, it could generate power without fuel. The implosion motor is centripetally operated. It produces its own driving source through the diamagnetic use of water and air. Goddamn, that sounds sexy. Diamagnetic use of water and air. Sign me up for that. It does not require any other fuel, such as coal, oil, uranium, or energy derived from atom splitting. Because it can produce its own energy, atomic power, by biological means in unlimited amounts, almost without cost. Okay, so Hitler's trying to get him to work on a fucking flying saucer. One report describes the first test of an unmanned flying disc, which climbed to a height of 15,000 meters in 3 minutes. It attained a horizontal speed of 2,200 kilometers per hour, could hover motionless in the air, and could fly as fast backwards as forward. The flying disc had a diameter of 50 meters. This may have given rise to the stories later on that Hitler escaped to South America in a flying saucer. Whatever the truth, both the Soviets and the Americans were highly interested in Schauberger's work. After the war, the American forces confined Victor Schauberger for almost a year because of his knowledge of atomic energy production. So you're telling me that the same forces that confined Victor Schauberger and repress all this clean energy technology are now suddenly just so interested in clean energy technology and they just have such good intentions for Maui that they want to turn it into a fucking smart city? Get out of here. He was forbidden to take up again any research into the atomic energy fields. So with meager resources at hand, Schauberger concentrated on agricultural problems. His work was devoted to increasing the soil's energy and to encourage the buildup and preservation of the insulation skin of the earth. He condemned all kinds of artificial fertilizing, which exhausts the soil and upsets the subtle balance of nature. There you go. So that's that. That's it. And that's that. And that also kind of brings me to the end of the stream, everyone, because I am up against the time constraint. So I hope we all learned a little something today and maybe gave like some little crumbs for you all to follow on your own time. This research of Victor Schauberger, water magic, water revitalization, help little Raven get a hyperbolic funnel. I encourage everyone to get hyperbolic funnels. We're in a fight right now, you know, so we got to take good care of ourselves. We got to like take every advantage we can, and drinking activated water, living water, and being living, leaning into our living systems and our electromagnetic is the way forward. And so I just want to send lots of love and good vibes to all y'all, to my brother Pete and his family up Mauka on Maui, and all the people of Maui. I'm with you in spirit, and we'll continue to meditate and do shamanic journeying on your behalf. And again, as I learn more about the unfolding situation, I will continue to share it out. As I receive more videos and eyewitness accounts, I will continue to share it out. So until then, everybody, take excellent care of yourselves. Take really good care of each other in these difficult times. Stay positive. Keep your head up. We got this. You got this. I love you all. Peace.
Then beg, please do not spill out. Every word sincere is all get out. When hiccups turn to spit ups, you lend a blaring the shit out. Fam turn the phones all night, it's turning to sit outs. Used to be beside, now when tables turning you bed outs. Not awesome lines, moments get caught on camera. We got backs like Bayer. The easy rent away, bound upon the pain like Naya. Part Indian mama tried to halt the rain with prayer. The beeline between sentence and seance of saints. Filled room, still couldn't consume beans from the exposed moons. One delivers the cut, and all of the guards it took to bring pause. The horror, the scars that shook to the core. Was thought a gift from the gods, you was took for a more. Was in the right with the Lord, I end up seeking the law. A faith in leaders abroad, easier than believing in this nigga or that broad. Cause ultimately all flawed. The thief who breathes burlap sack full of hearts. He was seek a pawn, but they still be while apart. Now that's a living soul. Collabos with the shadows and dance routines with the ghosts. Cause not that many mistreatments get deleted and posed. So foes carry heat beside the sea that on coast.
All right, friends, we've quacked, we've snacked, we've fripped, we've frapped, we've dipped, we've hacked, we've lit, and we've slapped. And the vibes are slapping. And we have arrived to the end of the show, which means it is time for the outro reading. And I want to thank all y'all for joining today, for tuning in, and for sharing some headspace with me. I do very much appreciate all y'all. I derive purpose from my art, and without people interested in my art, it would be a very lonely process. So thank you so much. The feedback, the love, the support, it does mean a lot to me. And I do need your support to stay on the air. So it does cost money to keep the podcast going. I got to host sites. I got to pay for streaming service. I got to do all these things. So any help you can give means the world to me, and it really makes a big difference. The best way to help out is the direct donate on Cash App. So Barbarian Raven on Cash App. Link is in the description. Or you can become a patron, patreon.com/noetics, and you get a dream interpretation, an original haiku, and bonus content when you sign up. The links are in the description. I love and appreciate all y'all. So for the outro reading today, this is actually my second run at this, because I did like a whole 5-minute outro reading of another book, and then the book started pissing me off. Because it's a book about, it's called The Science of Mind, and the book is about mysticism, and he's just talking shit about psychics for 3 straight pages. Like, unlike the psychics who have hallucinations, the mystics understand. I'm just like, dude, you have some sort of a problem with psychics. And he was coming at it from kind of a little bit of an annoying, like, judgy Christian perspective, so he probably thinks psychics are demonic or something. I'm like, dog, you need to get your head out of your booty. I'm gonna get rid of that book. It really bothered me. Like, you're creating this dichotomy between mystics and psychics. Like, what is your problem? Psychics are fucking awesome. Medium psychics, like, they're amazing. And you can learn a lot from psychics. And psychics have helped me. And psychics have offered me tremendous insight. So what the fuck is your problem? Like, you can commune with the source and still be chill with psychics. Why are you creating this dichotomy, sir? Ernest, I think you have some sort of issue maybe you have to deal with, sir. So, for round 2, I'm instead going to read from The Little Big Book of White Spells by Ileana Abrev. I haven't read from this in a long time. And we're going to be learning about spells for self-inflicted curses. So, the first spell is for banishing depression. And Ileana says, depression varies from person to person and is, at times, triggered by emotional upsets encountered in daily life. If you find that you lack motivation or are frequently sad or even overly irritable, you may be suffering from depression. By conducting this very simple spell, you will once again feel in control to banish depression every time you feel it coming. You will need 1 red candle. And at Fry's, they do, if you're in the valley or any place where they have Fry's, I don't know if all Fry's do this, maybe it's just in the valley and around Phoenix, but you can get red candles just like straight up. They have Saint candles as well, but you can also just get just straight up red candles. You need 1 red candle and 1 red jasper crystal. So you need a red candle and a red jasper crystal. You should cleanse the jasper with rainwater and leave it out in sunlight for 1 day. Light the red candle as you visualize your depression being replaced by newfound inner strength and say, quote, strength I have and inner love I have found. Depression does no longer have a place in my life, unquote. Carry the red jasper with you at all times to fight the depression bug, and always light a red candle when depressed. So I love like the straightforward simple spells. You just need a jasper and a red candle, and you can always kind of, you don't have to use the words exactly, in my humble opinion. You can tweak the words to resonate with you, or you could come up with your own words, but that's a really beautiful and like straightforward spell. I'm going to read one more. This is conquering fear. Fear comes from the discomfort in situations you don't want to face. Search within and find the root of the fear that is stopping you from moving forward. Remember, fear is what you perceive it to be and not what it really is. Face the demons you carry and confront them so you don't have to deal with them again. You will need 1 wire coat hanger, 1 letter-sized piece of parchment paper, 2 clothes pegs, and 1 sink full of water mixed with 1 teaspoon of bleach. On the piece of paper, write down the fear you want to conquer and how you hope to conquer it. Then dip the paper in the sink and let it soak there for a while. Using the 2 clothes pegs, hang the paper on the coat hanger and leave it there to dry as you say, quote, my deepest fear, out of my heart, I hang you out to dry, once and for all, out of my life. Remove the paper from the sink. Once it is dry, burn it and take the ashes to a hill. Bury the ashes there to rest in peace. And 1 more, 3 times the charm, so we're going to do 3 spells today. Finding a solution to a problem. You will avoid daily stressors if you deal with your problems before they get out of control. Ask your guide for help and guidance for a speedy solution to your pending problem. You will need 2 white candles, 1 bunch of white flowers, and 3 drops of lavender essential oil on your oil burner. Light both candles and place the bunch of white flowers between them. Burn lavender oil in your oil burner. Sit down and relax, thinking of your spiritual guide. He is the one that knows the troubles of your heart. In a completely meditative state, ask your guide to aid you with the problem at hand and to give you a solution that will satisfy you. You will have your answer, if not right away, then within a few days. And if you don't have an oil burner, like I don't currently have an oil burner, I believe you can use a candle and drop the essential oil into the candle while the candle is burning. And I believe that achieves the same end. So that's it, and that's that, everyone. We have arrived at the end of the show. Thanks again for joining, for the feedback, for the love. Until next week, everyone, and I'm going to be putting out more of my Yak Fest content soon. I have a bunch of content, so watch the RSS feed because there's a bunch of really good stuff coming. I'm working on several more skits. Very excited for these skits. I'm having a lot of fun with them, and it feels really good to take a little bit of the pressure off. And, you know, I can release things on the RSS feed without necessarily having skits for every single piece of content, and that allows me to spend more time and intention with the skits, which actually creates better skits. So it's a win-win situation. I love you all. Be good to yourselves. Be excellent to one another. And know that there is a little raven in South Phoenix sending you good vibes and good thoughts and positive intentions. I'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Whatever we are on purpose. European car came with curtains. I have a daughter, I'm buying a baby Birkin. Fuck the good and got our legs hurting. Find a wave and got them ends early. Southside nigga from the dirty. Paranoid, I keep a loaded 30. To kill the film so we don't gotta worry. I put diamonds on the red bone. I popped the pill and now my head gone. We slimed them out and we was dead wrong. The Oswald AP look like honeycomb. I done left my ex, told her I ain't coming home. Told her she won't see me till my money long. I been knocking, he hold down like dominoes. Ain't got shit, I was stealing my cousin clothes. Now I drip every day like a running nose. My shoes lady be more than 100 hoes. I don't cherish, I know that they come and go. I got boomerang bitches, they coming back. I go straight in a hole like a running back. Cut your neck like a tree, I'm a lumberjack. Different colors on me, I don't wanna match. When she suckin', look at me, I'm loving that. Right next to your bookin', gon' be 100 racks. I can't beef with you boys on the internet. Can't do business, cause nigga, you been a rat. We pop up at your crib like the men in black. When it comes to that cash, I'ma interact. When I fuckin' the body, that pussy wet. She a groupie, keep asking where Uzi at. So my girl put that dope in a booty crack. I'ma slimy little nigga like, no more purpose. European car, came with curtains. I have a daughter, I'm buying a baby Birkin. Fuck the good and got our legs hurting. Find a wave and got them ends early. Southside nigga from the dirty. Paranoid, I keep a loaded 30. To kill the film so we don't gotta worry.
Say, man.
Drift Club.
What the hell is wrong with you, huh? Now everybody's going on exchanges around here. Damn!
Yo, big bro, you fuckin' with that?